Right now, 8:51, we're at 67 degrees with sunshine outside our studios in Urbana. It's time to check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. We have high pressure present across the region this morning. The dew points are relatively low. The temperatures aren't too bad. We are running at this hour mostly in the 60s across a big part of the region. It's about 5 to 7 degrees cooler than it was yesterday at this time. Some areas are even warmer than that yesterday morning. But we do have mostly fair skies this morning. We will see sunshine dominate the day. And the big talk today is all about the rain event that may bring significant relief to central and southern Illinois and eastern Missouri over the weekend. It looks like Friday through Monday, there's going to be an aggressive little disturbance that's going to work its way out of the central plains and come straight eastward into the lower Midwest. This is probably the most important rain event that we have seen yet this season. Obviously, we are stressing out a lot of crops right now in central and southern Illinois, with the southwest probably in the worst shape. Eastern Missouri is also suffering pretty seriously. Of course, the USDA crop ratings earlier this week noted a significant decline in that area, and I think certainly neighboring areas in Illinois are doing as bad or perhaps a little worse. So this rain event that's advertised could bring generalized amounts of 1 to 3 inches across parts of this region. One of the reasons we're a little bit concerned about the event is that there's potential it may end up being a rather narrow band of heavy rain with lighter rain on either side of it. If that happens, then, of course, the amount of relief may be somewhat limited, and we are going to go back into some more dry and warm weather immediately following this event. So if for some reason we come up shorthanded on the amount of moisture that occurs with this system, it won't take long for us to run into some serious stress again next week. Let me kind of give you an idea of how warm it will get. Certainly, the near-term temperatures are going to be cooler biased for the next several days. Highs this afternoon being mostly in the 70s. There will be some 80-degree temperatures in the westernmost and southernmost portions of the region. Now, tomorrow will still be 70s and lower 80s across many areas, the lower 80s being in the south and the southern half of Illinois, southern Indiana, southern Ohio, down into Kentucky, and back westward into Missouri and Kansas. And then we'll see, again, kind of a similar situation, just hanging on all the way through the weekend because of that rain event coming up. The temperatures in the lower Midwest will be somewhat on the cool side, with 70-degree temperatures expected. Now, as we get out just a little bit later in time, towards the first part of next week, things are going to change rather significantly. We will see a little heat wave working its way across the Midwest. Temperatures are likely to work their way back into the 80s and lower to middle 90s. Wouldn't surprise me at all about this time next week for us to have widespread 90-degree temperatures occurring across the region, and it would last for a couple of days. One of the models out there suggests that the heat will actually continue into the latter part of next week and into the following weekend, and that's the reason why we're so concerned about this rain event that's coming up here for this weekend, because we need as much moisture in the ground as we can get with these crops moving into reproduction, and I think this event may be just what we need, and hopefully it will come to fruition. It is the only event of its kind. I think after we get done with the weekend, next week's weather will generate some scattered showers across other areas in the Midwest. Some of it will be beneficial, but it's going to be blotchy, just like we've seen in recent weeks. And so some counties will get good rains, and others are going to just dry down. And with the temperatures being hotter, obviously evaporation rates are going to be much stronger, too. So we'll keep you posted on this big rain event. Again, that's going to be Friday through Monday, and that'll be the thing that the marketplace is talking about. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Drew Lerner joining us from World Weather Incorporated.